Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about breaking through old patterns. Now is an excellent time to break through old relationship and money patterns. You have a great opportunity to do this work now, and I'll give you some tips to make it easier. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the day. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're down to the last 12 days of our annual pre-order special. We're offering you a special discount on the 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters now so we can pay for printing those guides. And when you purchase them now through April 29th, you get the best deal we offer all year. The combination of the guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools actually allow you to work in harmony with the universe and to have the wind at your back. So get your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Then click on the link to pre-order the 2010 guide under What's New. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And in addition, the last of our printed 2009 Good Timing Guides is on sale for $20 each. There's just a small number of these left. So if you or a friend hasn't got one yet, get yours while you're there so that you can have the wind at your back for the rest of this year. And to get one, just call us at 877-524-8300 or go online to our Polaris store at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, today is the last day of Venus retrograde. Fun, but you're glad of that, eh? In fact, by the time this show ends, it will be over and ready to move forward again. Now, it needs a little time to start moving forward, but at least it will no longer be moving backwards, and that's what's important. If you had to reconsider a tough relationship or challenging financial issues, then I hope you have come to some resolution about your situation and made a choice that will serve your highest good. At the moment, between now and April 22nd, even most of April 23rd, we have a tiny window when it's easier to deal with these issues and situations. So do your best to have those important conversations between now and the 23rd. Now, I want to just point out that beginning on April 23rd, and I'm talking about late, like after 9 p.m. at night Pacific time, we're actually back into the cycle of Venus square Pluto. Now, this is a very tough cycle for relationships and money. And it's known for transforming or making permanent changes to relationships or money issues. And it's particularly associated with heavy debt and relationships that have a power imbalance. So Venus square Pluto will be in range beginning again late on April 23rd. And that peaks for the last time on May 2nd, and it stays in range through May 13th. So what I want you to understand is that even though Venus goes direct today and we're not, and, you know, we're actually not done, though, with these Venus retrograde issues until we get past May 13th. So more changes in money and relationships could still occur through May 13th. Now, next, have you noticed there's an explosive energy going on? airplane crashes and the riots in Thailand and other places, it's hard to miss them. But that's the energy we're all experiencing in some way. This is the cycle of Mars conjunct Uranus, and it can be quite violent and explosive. However, there's a positive use of this energy, too, and you can use this energy to have an emotional breakthrough, which is a good thing. Now, if you've encountered a recent relationship or money issue, this cycle is the perfect opportunity to have a breakthrough about it and change the pattern. And I'll be talking about this in more detail later in the show. But for now, I just want to remind you that this cycle is in range. It's already peaked on April 14th. It stays in range through April 22nd. So it will be with us until at least next Tuesday. And be careful when you're driving out there. It's very challenging under these situations. Now, as I just mentioned, these energies can be quite explosive. So if you are angry, which is common under this cycle, be careful not to drive under that situation, because if you do, you could attract an accident to you. So be extra careful, and if you are angry, go run around the block. Do something besides driving. The good news in all of this is that we will get some excellent planning energy for the cycle of Mercury trine Saturn. This is already in range. It peaks today on April 17th. It stays in range through April 21st, which is next Tuesday. And this is a great time to write your plans, write reports, do any type of logistical planning, and really nail down who is doing what and by when. And this is what we need to know in order to work out all those details and really get a handle on them and keep our commitments. It's the best chance to get all those details organized and worked out. Now, in addition to all of that, we have another cycle which is often associated with challenges like the flu, hormonal issues, immune system issues, too much sugar, alcohol, or other drug issues, watching too much television or movies, escapism in general, or just low energy. The cycle is Chiron conjunct Neptune, which are both together in the sign of Aquarius, and they're within less than 1 degree of each other. Now, this is a significant situation because they're in the sign of Aquarius, and that means we are more subject than normal to computer viruses and other technology viruses. We have Mercury retrograde coming up next month, so it's very important to prepare for this. And you need to ensure that you're keeping yourself up to speed in terms of your own immune system as well. And last week I mentioned that there's a situation running around that we're not totally certain how this is occurring, but there appears to be some type of a spiritual virus going on. Now, if you find that you cannot seem to regain your energy after you've had a cold or a flu, it's possible this could be impacting you. So far, the only thing I can tell you is that we've discovered that if you will just put the words Ascension Energy Matrix on your water bottle, just write them on a piece of paper and put it on your water bottle, that this will help. And I'll spell that for you. Just write the words Ascension, A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N, Energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, Matrix, M-A-T-R-I-X, on a piece of paper and attach it to your water bottle. It's best if you can face those words towards the water. It just helps that vibration be a little bit stronger. That'll change your water and the vibration of your water, and it will assist you in feeling a lot better. This cycle is going to be with us for the rest of the year, so we need to pay attention to it now. Now, that's not all about that cycle. We're also now in range of Jupiter, joining both Chiron and Neptune, all together in the sign of Aquarius. And this threesome is going to be hanging out together for the rest of the year. Now, the worst possible way that this could manifest would be that a major flu epidemic could occur. Jupiter represents the energy of something big. It expands whatever it touches. So with Jupiter involved in this cycle for the rest of the year, it's possible there could be a big flu epidemic. So here's my advice on this. Get yourself some acylocoxinum. Whoa, say that again? Okay, I'm going to spell this, and I want you to write it down. This is the best product you could have in your medicine cabinet for any kind of flu. You take it immediately when it starts, and it's knocked out some of my flu bugs in a matter of hours. It's very effective. So just get some in your cabinet and have it on hand in case we do encounter some kind of major flu epidemic. So are you ready to write? Acylcoxim is spelled O-S-C-I-L-L-O-C-O-C-C-I-N-U-M. Now, the positive use of Jupiter conjunct both Chiron and Neptune is you can heal and release old wounds. And you can do this via different processes, counseling, mediation, meditation, forgiveness, other release tools such as emotional freedom and healing releases. And it can be also a great help in healing spiritually. And did you know 90% of all illnesses is spiritual? Yes. So we have an incredible opportunity this year to do some wonderful work that will lighten us up in many ways. And the last cycle I'm going to just mention to you is Blue Communication. So if you have my guide, you know it starts Wednesday, April 22nd. It lasts through May 6th. And this is a time to slow down and recheck everything before sending it out, because there are lots of lurking mistakes in those things. So catch them before they go out. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and look for it under the link under What's New on the homepage. So are you feeling like you want to jump out of your skin, start a revolution, or beat someone over the head? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about breaking through old patterns, especially old relationship and money patterns, and I'll give you some tips for doing it the easy way. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about breaking through old patterns, especially old relationship and money patterns. I have some tips for doing this. And after that, I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So first of all, what does it mean to break through an old pattern? I get asked that question quite a lot. When we make a breakthrough, we do something different, something outside of our comfort zone. We change a pattern we've been doing for years and years. Generally, we respond with different emotions than normal. Instead of our usual knee-jerk reaction, we take a different action and make a different emotional choice. An example of this is when we decide to choose compassion over anger. Have you encountered some very aggressive driving from others recently? Well, when this happens, we cannot know the circumstances behind the aggressive driving. Is it possible someone is on their way to a hospital to see a loved one before they die? Could it be that some other emergency exists? Any of these are possible, and we can make a choice to feel compassion toward the situation instead of angry. That choice is what makes the difference in our body. And that's the only thing that's important. We're not responsible for someone else's behavior, but we are responsible for our reaction. One day, as I was driving on a two-lane highway, I saw an unbelievable situation occur. A pickup truck just ahead of the car in front of me went flying into the air and overturned five times in the air before it came to land in the cow pasture next to the road. Now, while others went to help the people in the pickup truck, I stayed behind with the young woman who had caused the accident. I had never seen an accident like that before, and I frankly was in shock just from observing it. So I asked the young woman what had happened. She told me she lost her job that day, and her work colleagues had taken her out for a few drinks. It was a mistake that could have happened to anyone. While others were extremely judgmental of her, I told her she would need to forgive herself. Now, I didn't get a chance to meet the grandmother and the granddaughter that were in that truck. Fortunately, everyone lived and made it to the hospital safely. But here's what I can tell you about those people in the accident. That grandmother and granddaughter were both due for a major breakthrough, or the accident would not have happened to them. Are you surprised? I hope not. There are no true accidents in life. We're responsible for all situations that happen in our lives, even the ones that appear to happen to us. The woman who caused the accident actually gave them a gift. There are many ways to make a breakthrough, but having an accident is usually not the prime choice. Now is an ideal time to make them, though. This is related to the cycle of Mars conjunct Uranus in the sign of Pisces. This cycle peaked on April 14th, and it stays in range through next Wednesday, April 22nd. So there's still time to use these energies. And as we just mentioned, they can be explosive, but they don't have to be used negatively. They can be used to break up old patterns, literally exploding them out of our comfort zone and our habit patterns. And that's what's important. This allows us to experience a different response and the possibility of creating a new pattern. Now, this is happening while we're encountering major relationship or money issues. So those will be with us through May 13th, as I mentioned earlier. So this tool could help us get past them. So using these energies to have a breakthrough in your relationship or money patterns can be valuable. Now, do you have a relationship issue you'd like to change? Perhaps you have a relationship which is out of balance in terms of power within the relationship. In this case, one person has more power than the other person. This can be due to one person having a lot more money than the other one. Or one person may need the relationship more than the other person. It actually doesn't matter so much why the relationship is in a power imbalance. What's important is to recognize it and make a different choice. Now, to heal this situation, both parties need to accept equal power in the relationship. This means one person has to give up some power and the other person has to accept more. This can only work if both parties agree to change, and it's a major change for both of them. The person who needs to accept more power, though, will probably have the hardest time with this change because they've been in the habit of giving up their power to the other person. So what does that look like? Usually, when a major decision is made, this person would prefer a different choice. What usually happens, though, is he or she yields to the preference of the other person instead of negotiating a win-win deal that's truly acceptable to them. So to do that, they have to own their own needs and be willing to express them. Or let's take the example of a money pattern that needs to be changed. It doesn't take an Einstein to see that we need to change the pattern of purchasing things on credit. The debt this country carries for consumers, businesses, and governments is sky high. The cycle of Venus square Pluto is actually a signal that we're carrying too much debt. Now, I know it takes a concerted effort to put yourself on a cash basis, but it's what we must do in order to get out of debt. Buying on the credit card should become the exception instead of the rule. So what's the pattern that needs to be changed? There are actually a few of them. The first question to ask yourself is, do I really need it? Often we buy stuff to make ourselves feel better, but that strategy only helps for a very short time and it doesn't last. That's because you cannot fill an emotional hole with physical stuff. Once the initial euphoria of the new stuff wears off, the emotional hole is still there. But for the moment, let's suppose you do need the item. In that case, the next question is, do I have the cash to pay for it now? If yes, then ask, will this purchase bring me more joy than the money I have in my pocket? And if the answer to that is no, then hang on to your money. And if you don't have the money right now, ask yourself, do I need it now? If you don't have the money to pay for it now, will you have it by the time you need it? These are the questions to be asking yourself so you can get out of debt. Now, what's the underlying issue with the money? It's simply this. When we have debt, we're not valuing ourselves enough to allow ourselves to have enough money. I've mentioned this before. The universe arranges for everyone to write their own paycheck. It doesn't matter whether you're employed, unemployed, or self-employed. To the same degree that we value ourselves, we make it easy or hard on ourselves to get the money we need and want. So from our perspective, this is happening to us. But from the universe's perspective, we have arranged to get the amount of money we allow ourselves to have. So practice imagining having more money until you can easily imagine having more money than you need for your expenses. Practice this every day, and you will soon have more money flowing to you. Now, in both cases, both for relationships and money issues, that is, this is a good time to have a breakthrough and make a different choice. But what usually stops us is our emotional patterns. That's what really needs the breakthrough. So here's a suggestion. Get an emotional freedom and healing release to release the pattern. It's possible you may need more than one of these if the issue is deep-seated or you've had it for lifetimes. You'd be amazed at how long we carry some of these patterns around with us. 20 lifetimes is not uncommon. Don't you think we're ready by now to do it a bit faster? Okay, now first of all, what is an emotional freedom and healing release? It's a way to release negative feelings, phobias, or limiting beliefs and ideas out of the physical body. That frees us up, and it frees up your physical energy so that you can make a change and break through those old patterns. You can use this for any type of pattern. What physically happens when you do one of these releases is that you tap on certain acupressure points while saying words of intention, which a coach guides you through, and it's related to your particular issue. Now, then you do some deep breathing to help release it out of the body, and it continues to release over a period of a few days, and whatever you do release is permanent. It cannot return. Now, why would a process like that work? It's effective because our emotions are physically held in our bodies at those different acupressure points. So when you tap on those points while saying words of intention, you release those emotions out of your body. And depending on how entrenched an issue is, you may need to do it more than once. I've used this process for releasing many different issues. It's amazingly effective, and I personally found it to be much more effective than just emotional freedom therapy or EFT, which is also a very good release process. Okay, now how can you get a release like this? On my site at askmadeline.com, and that's askmadeline.com. Just click on a link at the top for Meet Our Guides. That's Meet Our Guides. It's up at the top. And there are two coaches listed there, Peg Donahue and Richard Ross, who both do these types of emotional freedom and healing releases. So check out their bios and call them to see who you most prefer to work with. And if you're worried about the cost to release a pattern, imagine how much it costs you to keep it. If you want to release issues associated with lack of money, Polaris also has an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity CD in the Polaris store. That's very affordable. So don't wait. Make a choice to have a breakthrough now. You'll be amazed at how much better life can be. And when I come back from this short break, I'll be taking your calls and I can answer personal business timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
You're invited to the Sacred Cat Ball dinner and auction to benefit Whisker City, April 18th at the Linwood Convention Center. Whisker City is dedicated to the rescue and rehabilitation of abused, neglected, and abandoned pets. Performing live at the event will be Shelly and the Curves, voted Seattle's best cover band by Evening Magazine. Don't miss the Sacred Cat Ball. Visit WhiskerCity.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenges. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
Yep, we'll start things off. We're going to head down south. We're going to L.A., and we have Shirley standing by. She has a financial question. She wants to know what's looking up for her in the next few months. And let's see, her information is 228 of 71 at 516 a.m. in Chicago. So, Shirley, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Shirley. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
So what kind of financial situation have you been having?
It's been very, very weak.
Very weak.
Not a lot flowing through.
Okay. Are you employed?
I'm self-employed.
Oh, you're self-employed.
I own my own company. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of work do you do?
It's in the media arts.
Media arts. Give me an example.
Writing, directing.
Oh, cool. What fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like such fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you work on like a project basis or?
Exactly.
Okay. And I take it you're out of projects?
For right now, yes.
Okay.
That's all changed.
Okay. So let's see what we can do here to figure this out. You've got what I would call a... generally, how we call this is a changeable or variable situation for your income or for your work, your day-to-day work, which can be challenging just in terms of financial security. But it looks like you've normally got a pretty good flow of money coming in. So... is it relatively recent?
It has been in the past, but this year it's been very unpredictable.
Okay. How long's it been that way?
I would say since December of last year.
Okay. Huh. It's not... it's not impossible that you could be getting a little bit of challenge from an early transformation cycle, but it seems a little bit early for that from my perspective. So I think you've got some things that could what I call break through. And what I would do here is by now you probably got some fear around not having enough money.
I don't want to go into fear, but it's a little bit of concern, let's say.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about what you might be thinking mentally. I'm talking about what your body is doing.
I see.
And our bodies usually by now are, you know, this has been going on for maybe 4 months. So by now your body is cringing.
Okay.
You see, and so... so while it's doing that, you see, it's actually sending money away from you.
Yeah.
So have you done any kind of emotional freedom and release or money, anything like that?
I haven't done it for money specifically, but yeah, I'm familiar with the exercise.
Okay. I would go and do something around that for money.
Okay.
Money and prosperity. Now there's actually a specific one called the Emotional Freedom and Healing Release for Prosperity from Polaris. But you could even try on your own going and doing EFT, which is something that's free that you could see if that will be enough. It may not be enough in terms of being able to release it all. I don't know how it will work for you. But if it's not, you could do that prosperity release, which is a CD, and you can do it as many times as you like. Which is one good thing about it, so that, you know, even if you release some and you get money in and then it stops again, you can do it again. So that
okay.
Would, yeah, you're just about to have a breakthrough here, so that's one of the things I would be looking at doing is to do some kind of release work so that the breakthrough can actually bring you the money.
Oh, good. So there's a breakthrough coming up.
Yeah, and it's fairly soon. I mean, it looks like it could happen within, it's possible it could happen within the next week.
Oh, good. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, and you also have another cycle that's coming up here that's fairly soon. I would say, let's see, probably early part of May, like around maybe the 8th or somewhere in that range of May, for you to land a project that could bring you quite a bit of money.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that could, and it could happen a little bit faster than that, too, but definitely, you know, that cycle is going to hit actually three planets here, so let me see. I can tell you kind of quickly. No, it won't let me tell you quickly, so I'm having computer challenges again. It sometimes works. Here we go. Let's see here. Here we go. Okay. It's going to take until probably at least the 2nd or 3rd of May before this stuff starts showing up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not that far away. And right around the 11th of May, it could be peaking. 11th or 12th of May, right in there. So look for something really good to be happening here soon. Do you have any proposals out?
I have a few things, a few people helping me with a couple of things, so they might just pan out.
Oh, okay. So these are, when you say you have a few people helping you with a few things, are you saying that you have some proposals out to them?
That, you can call them that, sure.
Okay. So these are possible projects, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what I would do is not immediately, but the new moon, I believe, is on the 24th. And right after that, I would be talking to them about, you know, how are those projects looking?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And I'd be finding out, you know, what you might be needing to do to get ready for them, that kind of thing. I'd be checking in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, that's what I would be up to.
Okay.
Okay. And
good to know.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Oh, no, that was good.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And I wish you lots of luck. It looks like you're extremely well set up for your type of work that you're doing, so... Good luck with that.
Oh, and arts.
yes. Okay. Yeah. I'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay. We are going to take a quick break here. And after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you want to call in, I need to know your date, time of birth, and location of birth for a personal question. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go off at the phone lines. We're going to stay here locally in Seattle. Let me get my tongue right. We have Kevin calling in. He wants to know his career path. He's got a couple ideas that are pending. His birth date is 4/16 of 71. He's a little unsure about the time, so we're just going to move on. And he's was born in Busan, Korea. So, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, I just want to mention to you that I can do what we call a solar chart for your for you. And it may not be as accurate because we don't have a time, and there's approximately one-third of the information in a chart is contained in the time of birth. But in the past, it has been a fairly good indicator, so that's what I'm going to do for you since we have no time. So I just want to ask you a few things on your career path. Tell me, what are you doing now or thinking about doing?
Doing sales for a logistics company here in Seattle, and the opportunities in Korea for a kind of an IT level position.
And are you trained for that?
I have the experience for it.
You have the experience. Okay.
I'm being recruited, basically, for this position. And so is it a good career move for me?
Okay. Well, it looks to me like you have something going on here where you're in the process of transforming your mental nature. And that could include that you're going to be thinking about different things, talking to people who are different than what you've been doing. And generally, this when I say the use the word transformation going on, it means that there's going to be a permanent change. Now, from your solar chart, meaning, you know, a sunrise chart, basically, you would definitely see some kind of change in your neighborhood or the communities that you're working or living in. And you would probably also see a fairly major change in your work. your day-to-day work. So, you know, it's certainly possible that the opportunity you're being recruited for could fit into that type of situation. Now, is there anything going on where your work has become harder lately?
No, actually, things are going well.
Okay.
I got a great job review last year, but it's the money, of course, that's distracting me. But again, I've got family here, little kids, and so again, the question about the move is what's kind of questioning,
Okay. Is it in your highest good to do that kind of thing? You know what I'm going to do for you, because there are so many things I might be missing in your chart, is I'm going to do what we call a horary chart for you, which is we want to ask your question, which is, you know, and you're asking a very specific question, which is, you know, is it in my highest good to make this move to Korea? And that is something that is actually best done with a horary chart, because it's much more specific, especially in the time that I have to work on it. So let me just look at this new chart here, which I'm making for you right as we speak.
What you described, though, is correct. Definitely different living conditions.
Yeah.
Much harder.
Yeah.
Longer hours. I know that, but...
Yeah. Okay, so the chart that I'm seeing here, very interestingly enough, it looks like you are there. In other words, like, as though you are in Korea. But there is a slight problem with it in that... Well, you know, right now there's a timeout going on, meaning, you know, that you're asking me this question basically during a time when the answer is no. In other words, you're asking me this question with, how would I say, a situation going on that is, you know, ultimately it would be somewhat challenging for you to do it. It would not be totally beneficial for you to do it. You would get over there. It looks like you might get over there and just not have the support that you need, enough support to make it work for you.
Interesting.
So, it's interesting because it looks like the money is the attractor. But even that would start to dissipate. So I don't know if you could make it work in the long haul. Let me put it to you that way.
It is about a 2.5 to 3 year contract. So
if they brought you over there, you'd have to stay for 2.5 to 3 years, and you know, essentially that's a situation where if it wasn't working out, you would be kind of what I call stuck in jail for 2.5 or 3 years.
To uproot a family, to move out there. And, you know, the other concern is, what about coming back? You know, what is the future prospects of rejoining a company back in the area? Because Seattle is a great place to live.
It is, yeah.
Would want to raise my family out here, of course.
Yeah. Where do you live now?
The east side,
yeah. Oh, okay. So you're out here already, yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know, just judging from this chart, there's just not enough support for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, and you certainly might get along well with them, but you know, once you're over there, there's not enough support for you to be there to make it work.
Okay.
So... I hope that gives you a clear guidance on that one.
Well, if the stars say so, no, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, and you still will go through that change. You know, whether you go to Korea or not, the one I described earlier, where you're going through, you know, you're changing your mental nature. You're changing, you know, your thought patterns. And as you change your thought patterns are at the root of pretty much everything that we feel and think and do and create in our lives. So, you know, if we're thinking something negative in general, we're actually creating that situation because it drives our emotions, which drives us to the situation where we're connecting to situations that are negative for us. And the opposite, of course, occurs when you're thinking positive thoughts, coming up with new possibilities and things like that occur.
You know, okay.
Yeah, so I would be focused on what you can do to perhaps change your thought patterns here and see what possibilities come up that might be closer to you.
Okay.
Yeah, you could still
get
the money.
Much.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Benny, do we have any other callers?
We unfortunately are all clear. We only have a couple of minutes left, actually, in this show. So if you want to feel free to give out some more information about you and when you're on the station, feel free.
Well, thank you, Benny.
Yep.
Well, I would like to mention one thing here, which is that we have been talking today about breaking through old patterns. And if you've been feeling a bit frustrated or a bit anxious or feeling like you are just ready to pop out of your skin or blow your top, please take a few minutes to get some extra exercise. This is really important. The reason why is because as we're going through this cycle of Mars conjunct Uranus, we are literally, our bodies are literally getting a lot more electrical energy running through them. And our bodies just do not know what to do with that energy. So it's really, really important to take some time to get a little more extra exercise in your life for the next 5 days and see if you can't calm it down a bit and get to where you can make a breakthrough. And I want to encourage you to choose compassion over anger. We all have our challenges. We all have them. And the other person, you're not responsible for what they've done to you or to somebody else, but you are responsible for your reaction. So try a different approach, and you will have a much better situation at the end of this period, which will be on April 22nd. And now I'm going to give you my prosperity tip for today, because each week I give you one from my 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you, no matter what you need or when. You can write this manager a memo, or just make 2 lists of tasks, one for you and one for your universal manager. Ask your universal manager to handle the hard jobs. You can keep the easy and fun ones. That's the way I like to do it. You'll be amazed at what happens when you do this. The universe has some amazing tricks up its sleeve when you ask for assistance. Now, next Friday, on April 24th, I'll be talking about using the divine plan of the day to create prosperity. We all need to know what time it really is so we can have the wind at our back. And when we work in harmony with the universe, we make the best use of our time, energy, and money and get the best return on it. I'll also take your calls next week and give you a prosperity tip of the week. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guides and newsletters by April 29th. Just click on the link under What's New. That will ensure you get our once a year lowest prices and allow you to work in harmony with the universe. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, while you're there, if you have not already gotten your 2009 Good Timing Guide, we only have a few left. So please get yours quick while we still have them. They're on sale now for $20 each, and you can get one of them while you're pre-ordering your 2010 guide. So this is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.